From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and two former U.S. secretaries of state have filed arguments against President Donald Trump's temporary ban on immigration from seven Muslim countries with the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. The new opposition comes after the appeals court rejected the Trump administration's demand to reinstate the travel ban. Meantime, President Trump has not eased his criticism of the judge who issued the order temporarily blocking the travel ban, telling the American people, in his words, if something happens, blame the judge who blocked his ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. Romania's justice minister said he will publish details of a new bill on the criminal code Monday, a day after Romania's Social Democrat government repealed a contentious cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from prosecution for corruption. The 2014 National Anti-Corruption Directorate resulted in convictions of thousands of people, including judges, politicians, prosecutors, and other public officials. A United Nations report cites a 24% spike in conflict-related child casualties in Afghanistan and a 3% rise in total civilian casualties in 2016 compared to the year before. A special envoy to Afghanistan for the UN says the harm to civilians is preventable.
All parties to the conflict must take immediate concrete measures to protect the ordinary Afghan men, women, and children whose lives are being shattered.
The UN says the armed conflict in Afghanistan has claimed the lives of around 25,000 Afghan civilians and injured more than 45,000 since 2009. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia has accused Iran of involvement in a series of missile attacks launched from Yemen. Saudi Arabia says the attack also targeted its naval vessels in the Red Sea. Some analysts worry that the ongoing proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia could escalate. Edward Duranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The almost two-year-old proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia in Yemen has been aggravating both regional and international tensions. Yemen's Houthi militia, which controls large portions of the country and is aligned with Iran, is battling Saudi Arabia and its allies for control of the country and strategic ports along the Yemeni coast. Nothing, however, has provoked tensions more than ballistic missile and rocket attacks by Yemen's Houthi militia fighters and forces loyal to their ally, former President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Saudi media reports say that Iran has supplied some of those missiles and rockets in addition to helping train combatants. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Election observers in Somalia say corruption is running rampant ahead of Wednesday's presidential election, with candidates giving gifts and large sums of cash to lawmakers to secure their votes. 23 candidates are challenging incumbent Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, who is seeking a second four-year term as the leader of the Horn of Africa nation. The president will be elected by members of the parliament who were elected last year. Speaking to reporters Monday, the chairman of the Independent Anti-Corruption Committee threatened to expose those who are offering and accepting bribes. Leading United Nations and humanitarian organizations are calling for an end to the FGM, or female genitalia mutilation, a traditional practice that causes physical harm and extreme emotional trauma to millions of girls and women around the world. Lisa Schlein has our story.
Nearly 200 million girls and women are living with the harmful, traumatic consequences of female genital mutilation. And the United Nations reports an additional 3 million girls, most under the age of 15, continue to be mutilated every year. It reports that nearly 3,000 communities, where the UN Population Fund and UN Children's Fund work, have declared they are abandoning this practice. It says more progress must be made to reach the UN's Sustainable Development Goal of ending female genital mutilation by 2030. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And in American-style football, the New England Patriots won the team's fifth Super Bowl Sunday night, coming back from a 25-point deficit to beat the Atlanta Falcons in the first-ever overtime Super Bowl win. The victory parade is set for tomorrow in Boston. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.